It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we have the amazing Josh Bernstein here. Josh and I are both suffering. We're patriots trying to get the truth out of the people. And the situation is so disgusting now. Some of the people doing these things, like in the Democrats, you know, people like Nadler and Schiff, have changed the last two letters of his name from FF to TT. It's unbelievable what's going on. It makes me, I feel like I'm wretched when I watch the news now. I'm actually going to get a call, news wretch. Please continue.
Yeah. Here's what happened, okay? And these are some sources that I have in Washington that told me this. There was a meeting about 8 or 9 days, and it was the heads of the Democrat Party in the House in particular. Obviously, the squad was there. Jayapal was there. Steny was there. A bunch of others were there. Of course, Nancy. And they lit Nancy up. It was a profanity-laced meeting in which they basically said, look, we cannot beat him in 2020. There's no way we can beat him. We're not going to beat him. And therefore, you need to act now, and you need to impeach this president. And if you don't do it, we're going to figure out a way to curb your speakership. And when she realized that, you know, she couldn't play the game any longer, she realized that she's lost control of the speakership. That's why I've been calling her a spino, speaker in name only. She succumbed to the pressure. Basically, they used this one thing with, you know, this Ukraine thing. By the way, Adam Schiff has had it for well over a month. He's been sitting on it. Okay. Now there's a new report out that the media is not even talking about, in which Adam Schiff and Nancy are allegedly connected to a Ukrainian arms dealer. Okay. So there's a lot of information that is coming out about this. And, you know, look, I'll say this. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, they should have their fingernails and their toenails ripped out one by one, and then be waterboarded in front of their family members and children for what they have done. This is the most purely political witch hunt, worse than even the Russian witch hunt, because we have seen the transcripts. We know there's nothing there. We know that the president of the United States was in his right. As a matter of fact, it was his duty, his constitutional duty, to reach out and find out if there was corruption. And not only that, their favorite president in the world, Bill Clinton, is the one that signed the agreement in 1999 to have a cooperation agreement with Ukraine to investigate criminal activity. So when he said what he said, number one, Article 2, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, if these dingbats would ever read it, clearly says that the Take Care Clause says that it is your duty to make sure that if you know a crime has been committed, that you investigate it. And guess what? We know a crime has been committed because we watched Joe Biden with our own eyes and our own ears on national television say, I'm leaving in 6 hours. This guy's investigating my son. If he's not fired, then you're not getting your $1 billion in aid. Okay? It's as clear as day. There's no trial needed. There's no jury needed. The crime is on tape. As far as I'm concerned, and anybody else that is paying attention and has a shred of decency and trustworthiness and honesty, bottom line is this is a total sham. It's going to backfire on these people. And it's so sad that they hate this president more than they love America. They would rather see Americans die in the streets than to see President Trump reelected. That's the reality, and that's what the media is trying to hide.
That's quite amazing. I mean, what I see happening now is these people are like, they're setting themselves on fire and running into a building with a bay with a whole bucket of gasoline so the building goes down too. That's America. When I see Nadler and Schiff and these other maniacs and even Pelosi bending to the squad, these people should be removed from politics. They shouldn't be representing. This guy, why is how can he run through this so-called play act of making up words, this guy Schiff, of what was never mentioned in the dossier, in the actual transcript, and he makes up something and said it was just a parody. How about if I was there, I would have, you want to call, I would have slapped him really hard. How's that? Physically. Yeah. Like, well, I would have physically slapped him and say, wake up. Are you a human being? Do you think this is a joke, being the head of the chairman of this Intel committee? Do you realize what you're doing is actually destroying our nation, putting us all in danger? If you don't allow the president to have dialogue with foreign leaders, you don't have a president, do you?
No. No, you don't. And they don't care. That's the thing. They don't care about that. They want to stop this president at all costs. And you, let me tell you a little bit of a story. Let's take a little stroll down history, okay? Back in the earlier days, I guess you could say, Ellis Island, when people were coming from Russia and Poland and Ukraine, for that matter, and Eastern Europe and things like that, many of those were Jewish migrants that were coming through Ellis Island. And many of those migrants could not speak English. They were illiterate. And because they were illiterate, they were hard to bring aboard as far as paperwork and documentation and things like that. So what happened is the people at Ellis Island that were basically registering these people into the country, they didn't know how to speak or they didn't know how to write English or anything. So what they told these Jews to do was to write an X for their name. However, many of these Jewish migrants saw the X as being too close to the cross in Jesus Christ. And so they refused to write the X. And instead, they wrote a circle. Now, the Yiddish word for circle is called keikel, which was later shortened to the derogatory term, which we all know as kike. Now, that is a very derogatory word for anyone who is Jewish, I myself being Jewish. I do not like anti-Semitism. I do not like that word, of course. It's almost like using the N-word, if you will, against someone who is black. But there are many times when that word is used, and unfortunately, it is a fitting moniker to many of the Democrats that are in Washington and around the country. And you can clearly see George Soros, for instance, Bernie Sanders, Jerry Nadler, police out there in Colorado, Pritzker in Chicago, Blumenthal in Connecticut, the Rothschilds, Rahm Emanuel, Anthony Weiner, Stephen Cohn in Tennessee, of course, Adam Schiff. Many of these people not only have deserved that moniker, but they've earned it. Now, I'm sure that's going to be a very controversial statement, certainly coming from myself, who is someone who is Jewish. But when you vote against your own self-interest, when you vote for ideas that are against your own demise, and you support people that are anti-Semitic, what else can you expect? And so I think that these people need to be taken out of Congress, obviously through the vote, which is the way that we do it. But I'm working with the Jexit campaign. I'm going to be speaking with them on this coming weekend, as a matter of fact, at Trump's Stock in Kingman, Arizona. And by the way, Antifa, you're welcome to come, because we've got 3%ers, we've got ex-military, we've got, militia members all locked and loaded with AK-47s. So please come on in and protest. We'd love for you to be there. So I'm going to be doing that this week. It's called TrumpStock.net. Folks want to check it out. There's still tickets available. It's October 4th, 5th, and 6th. I will be speaking there. I will be talking to the people from Jexit. I'm hoping to move forward with Jexit,
and I'll post
which is a fantastic movement.
How do you spell it? I'm going to post up the link. How do you spell it?
TrumpStock. TrumpStock.net.
Easy. I'll have it up right after the show to make sure they get there. People get there. Get there if you can. Please continue.
Yes, absolutely. It's in Kingman, Arizona. It's going to be a wonderful event to celebrate President Trump and his accomplishments, but also to raise money for veterans, because veterans are extremely important. They're the best of society, and we've got to do everything that we can for our veterans. I'm happy to be part of the event. There was an article written about us, and they said that politicians and right-wingers are getting together to celebrate Trump. Bottom line is we're celebrating the victories that this president has performed under these incredibly hard circumstances, and the amount of people on both sides of the aisle that are against this president, that are fighting him each and every way. They're fighting against the American people, but the American people have risen up, and we're at a point now where we're not going to take it anymore. And to be quite honest, Dr. Bill, I can't even imagine Trump not as president. Like, literally, that thought is so foreign and so absolutely frightening to even think that I can't even fathom a Democrat ever being president again, as radical as they are. I mean, they're literally the equivalent of a terrorist organization, if you ask me. And I've said that numerous times, and I'll never back away from that statement. You know, anyone that's willing to kill babies on the day that they're born, leave the borders wide open for people to come in and murder people, right, take away your guns, allow ISIS to come back, I mean, you know, take over every aspect of your life. I'm sorry, but that's not a policy position.
Judge Pirro came up with a proper name, didn't he? And the same name as I came up with, the Demon Rats.
Yeah, Demon absolutely. Rats. Look, you know, I agree with the president 100% when he said that not only is this war, but Adam Schiff and the Democrats are committing treason. I agree 100%.
Josh, where do you think this is going? I honestly think that, to me, it's amazing that this gone this far. Isn't there some executive activity that the president can do to just shut this whole thing down? Because to me, right now, we have a state of national anarchy down, don't we? Yes. Not just Antifa, but right inside the government.
Yeah. Well, look, as I've said in many interviews and on many shows, the two-tier justice system is real. Democrats can literally get away with murder, and I mean that for real. Like, they literally could – you could have a politician that is accused of murdering somebody, and they even have evidence, and our Department of Justice wouldn't investigate it. They would just be like, no, nope, sorry, you know, it's a Democrat, you know, we're just going to let him go. I mean, look what they did with James Comey and Andrew McCabe. Do you honestly think that CNN would have hired that scumbag McCabe if they knew that he was going to be getting indicted? Of course not. So none of these people are going to be indicted. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Jim Baker, Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, James Comey. I hope I eat my words. I am praying. I pray. Please, God, let me have to apologize for being wrong, because I would love to come on your show and say, my God, I got this one wrong, and I'm so happy I did. Because the bottom line is, there's a two-tier justice system, and if you have a D in front of your name, you could literally commit murder in the street. You know, they used to laugh when President Trump made that joke and said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not lose support. It's just the opposite. They could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and still get elected.
Exactly. It basically what they call Joker politics. It's almost like a theater, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It's theater. It's gross
so,
theater, and they
so
get away with anything.
Bad.
And even if there's an implication, even no evidence, they'll make it up as they go. Even if there's no evidence, they'll keep on blathering.
Impeach.
It's nuts.
The projection from the Democrats is so nauseating and just so sickening of what they have done. You know, and it's not just them. It's also the anti-Trumpers. You know, we just found out, and I'm going to do a report on it, that Mutt Romney, as I call him, his senior advisor, is actually on the board of Burisma with Hunter Biden, you know, the coke-headed, crack-headed freak that ended up having an affair with his brother's dead widow. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy.
Wow.
With the moral compass of that. You know, he's an animal, just like his father.
Right.
And,
wow.
You know, look, again, they're Democrats. You know, Bill Barr is out at the bar. He's at the bar getting hammered right about now. He's not interested in doing any of this stuff. So we have to just understand that at this point, we have to look at what we've accomplished. What we have accomplished is the greatest economy we've ever seen, the lowest unemployment numbers, so many jobs have come back, so many regulations have been cut, over 150-plus confirmed judges, two Supreme Court judges, and building the wall. That's enough, believe me.
And we are 13 months from Election Day, aren't we? 13 months now.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Even when they faced tribulation, they even connect the dots. That's how dumb they are. And we are coming back, Josh. I don't know what to think. I mean, honestly, I'm at the point when I see the attacks on Trump getting so intense now when they fail with Russiagate and Muellergate and ever this gate and that gate. Now they're, what do they call this, Ukraine gate? And they're even saying now Trump is pressing the Australian leader for...
I don't even know what they call it other than BS. But yeah, if you think after this one's done that that's the end of it,
No.
I heard that he dropped a napkin in Singapore and he may have passed gas at the G8 summit. So, yeah, it's going to continue down the line. Now you got the Drudge Report, or the Sludge Report, as I like to call it,
right?
You know, talking about Australia. You know, let's attack Matt Drudge. This guy has turned into a complete dirtbag. You know, he made a name for himself with Monica Lewinsky all those years ago. If there's a shooting that happens, you know, he's right on it, and you can go to the Drudge Report and you can see it. But other than that, it is nothing but left-wing propaganda trash. It's worse than CNN. It truly is. I don't know what happened to Matt Sludge. I'm not sure who got to him, who paid him off. I'm not sure whose payroll he's on, maybe George Soros or something like that. But he is an absolute disgrace to the news media now.
In fact, I've seen it when I see my reports, and I have to kind of counter them. I'm looking at the top things here. Rudy Sapieha. So what? He's his private lawyer. And they're asking questions about an open investigation was set up by other people, including inside Ukraine. You're kidding. He can't talk to foreign leaders? What?
Not to mention the State Department asked him to do it. It's not like he tried to do it and get involved. They asked him to do it.
Right.
They asked him to do it. You know, they're calling President Trump a mafia boss. What about the fact of Joe Biden, who literally is sitting there on camera shaking down a prosecutor? You know, it's so amazing that they even consider doing this stuff and trying to get away with it. And all this is to poison the well and to get independents and other people away from Trump. But if they go down this road, it's going to be very ugly. And
Trump polishing up some.
I hope they do.
Trump polishing up a few minor things, like he wanted to do the second part of his economic thing for the middle class and lower class. But because of Muellergate, they dragged it out longer than they should have. They finished in a year or so earlier. The Democrats would have never taken the House if it wasn't for dragging out Muellergate. What I think is happening, they think the only strategy they can now win the election is if they literally depose Trump or make him look such a SOB that it's dangerous to put him back into politics and into the House. And in fact, to me, the Democrats actually could care less whether they destroy America. They really don't care.
They don't care. They actually want ISIS here. They honestly do. Because they know that when ISIS comes here and kills Americans, they can use that tragedy to gain more power. You see, this is how the left thinks. They want to take your guns so that you get shot and killed. So when you're shot and killed, they can come in and say, look, now the government's here and we're going to protect you. So you give us all of your guns and your AK-47s and your AR-15s and your assault rifles, and we'll promise to protect you. We are in the makings of a communist America if we allow this to continue.
Right. Well, they've already got California. To me, California is now California. They've actually, I got a panic call from one of my doctors here near San Diego, that all the doctors in California that gave vaccine exemptions are having licenses pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
I mean, this guy, Gavin Newsom,
really
is a piece of human
Richard
garbage.
Pan guy ended up getting jumped and beat up in California. That was a couple of weeks ago or a month ago. You know, he's a big problem. Here's a doctor, this Chinese doctor, who absolutely wants to control everybody's life, and they
want to let their children. For example, some people can genetically have an FDHFR folic acid SNP. And how many milligrams do you think of aluminum they give if they get all the childhood vaccines? It's almost 2,000 micrograms, and it never comes out of the body. That's only aluminum, not only talking the other heavy adjuvants and toxins.
Yeah, not to mention chicken eggs and chicken hearts
and also onco viruses from other species that actually get in your body and can even grow in your brain tissue 50 years later.
Possibly even aborted fetuses are in these vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
It's really sick. really
sick. Well, these people are sick. I'll tell you what, if they kind of try to vaccinate me, I got a vaccine for them, but it contains lead. And I'll make the scalar lethal and non-lethal weapons. And I'll release the damn things to all of the public, and you hear it on the show right now, and that you right-wing rot, you need to listen. You come from my guns, and I will send lethal and non-lethal weapons, not even your special forces have, and God help me, you'll be you'll be a sorry catch. Whether it's a non-lethal weapon I put out first or lethal ones after. I can make scalar phased array weapons that the average public can put together in a couple of afternoons from their garage and their warehouse. And they're, you know, they're easy stuff, easy sneezy. And you think it can't be done, you're a moron. And you people out there that think they're going to take your guns and they're going to still protect you, no. They want to ship you to a civil detention camp for execution, or they'll starve you out, or they want to return you to the 1750s pre-industrial, so you won't even have food and you can't eat meat, and they'll have total control of you. You'll be shackled. You'll be in a cyber state. It'll be worse than communist China. And by the way, what's happened? They need to invade the Silicon Valley and get these SOB leftists, because they're working directly with the communist Chinese to create this communist Chinese cyber state. Oh yeah, I remember how Ronald Reagan had great ideas that, you know, how he was going to advance China and they're going to become a big economy and they're going to be good to America. No, they turn into a monster state. That's what's going on. And if you're any religious group, Christian or Jewish or whatever in China, you're persecuted and tissue typed. Go to 20,000 Laodai camps, and the first time your tissue type comes up, they put a belt in the back of your head and take your organs out. Think I'm lying? You're wrong. It's not open to your debate. If you want to call and argue with me, it's going to be, I call it, an intellectual vivisection. I will slice and dice you like like Spider-Man, intellectually.
I don't know if you saw the CNN clip with Jake Tapper. What a weakling he is, my God.
Yeah.
But he was interviewing Jim Jordan. And I swear, you know, Jim Jordan, I was, like, watching this thing, and I'm, like, thinking in wrestling terms. I'm like, here, tag me in. I want to bury this guy. I mean, it was amazing how he was trying to argue that Joe Biden did not commit a crime right on camera, and instead was talking about all this other stuff. Like, you can't be okay with the fact that the president was asking another foreign leader about the election and to look into his political opponent. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. What about the fact that Joe Biden literally committed a crime right on camera? If I was interviewing, you know, and I was on Jake Tapper's show or Don Lemonhead or pretty much any of them, I would destroy them to the point where it would be so embarrassing for them, they would probably have to quit their careers because the video would go viral. I would make them look stupid. Yeah, I'd be professional about it. I mean, I wouldn't use foul language or anything. That's not me. But I would make them look so stupid. And when they asked me a dumb question, I would just rephrase it and go, really? Well, let me ask you a question. How can you sit there with a straight face and say that Joe Biden did not act like a mafia boss and try to shake down a Ukrainian politician and get a prosecutor fired? You're going to sit here with a straight face and tell me that that didn't happen? And you want to talk about a, you know, non-crime, regular friendly phone call between two leaders? Give me a break. I would destroy anybody on CNN, MSLSD, ABC, NBC, CBS, but they will never have me on because they can't take the risk of being embarrassed to that point.
Well, the thing is, it's part of their what's called the, I call them the liocracy. Media, demon rats, globalist billionaires, United Nations, high-level druidic masonical overlords of Satan, all in a cabal to determine 90% of the human population and have total control of what's left on Earth. If you think I'm making it up, you're an idiot. And I had one more on, wrote some comments about the comments we had from Deborah Tavares. You need to shut up out there and read the documents. It's a lot worse than even these documents say. And I'm going to release more and more information out with some of my other experts in the next few months. But I know what's going on. I don't have any shadow of not understanding it. And it's a lot worse than you can imagine. And
no,
I mean,
look,
you're brilliant and you understand the geopolitical thing. You just look on the face of it. Even on camera, you say, are they expecting us to accept this lie right in our face And they put on this face like, you should believe me. And I'm thinking, they're lying. This is the face of a liar. It's disgusting, isn't it?
It is. I mean, Adam Schiff, I mean, look what he did. He literally got up in front of Congress and lied. Just completely made up whatever he wanted. And then when they caught him on it, which was not hard to do, he was like, oh, I was just being satirical and this and that. I'm like, no, you weren't.
Is this
you
the
were trying
to
push a narrative, hoping that millions of Americans would be dumb enough to listen to what you were saying and think, oh, my God, I can't believe what's in that transcript. That's
right.
What that scumbag was doing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the man should be immediately arrested. He should be now not going back to Congress. The same with Nancy Pelosi. Same with all those squad there.
One by one and waterboarded in front of his wife and kids for what he did.
And the same with the anti-Semitic squad. Did you know that the Ilhan Omar's daughter is a 16-year-old, one
yep.
of the heads of the environmental
climate
movement?
Climate strike. Yeah,
I looked at this girl.
Hey,
thinking,
look, when you can't indoctrinate the adults to believe in your climate change hoax, you might as well get the young, impressionable minds, right? I mean, what did Hitler say? Those who control the youth control the future? Well,
right.
There you go. You've got this Greta Thunberg. You know, here's a girl that literally learned how to wipe her behind a few weeks ago, and now all of a sudden she's an expert at the United Nations on climate control? Really? What did you do, go to some meteorologist school that we don't know about? I mean, it's unbelievable. And you're right, Ilhan Omar, which is not her name, by the way. Let's call her real name.
Right.
Ilhan Noor Saeed Elmi. And Isla Hirsi is the daughter's name. And yes, she is the main person in the United States that started the climate strike here in the United States. Now, I attacked her personally, and I don't normally attack children of politicians, because I do believe that they're off limits. However, when the 16-year-old daughter of a radical terrorist decides to put herself out there on the public square, well, then all bets are off, and she doesn't deserve that protection anymore, which is why I went after her. And I will continue to go after her, or any politician for that matter, whose children decide to make themselves public enemy number one.
I got a new term for you. It's called eco-terrorists. These are eco-terrorists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a real thing. I mean, it started in California for the most part. It started in other areas in Europe, but it really drifted into California and into the Berkeley area. This is these tree huggers that would climb the redwoods and strap themselves to the top of the tree.
Well, I'm an environmentalist, but these people are not.
Shower for 6 weeks.
Right. I'm an environmentalist.
Yeah.
I was a charter member of Greenpeace, but these people should not be considered environmentalists. They're just a front for global bankers and global control freaks, aren't they?
Right. It's called ELF, the Earth Liberation Front. This is lockstep with the Sierra Club, some of the other World Wildlife Fund, some of these other ones that on the surface don't seem radical because they're organized, kind of like CARE, where CARE puts on a suit instead of a turban and goes out there and says that we're normal and, you know, we're not radical. Meanwhile, they're co-conspirators in numerous terrorism trials and have been designated as a terrorist organization in 2014 by the United Arab Emirates. Well, those World Wildlife Funds and the Sierra Club and some of these others are very similar in the fact that they put on a front that they're for the environment, but they really support what are known as these eco-terrorists, as you correctly pointed out. And one of them in particular is known as Earth Liberation Front, ELF. There's another newer one now, and I'm trying to think of the name of it. It came out recently with the new, climate strike garbage and everything else. And by the way, these climate strikes, they were done purposely during the week, right? Because they wanted people to show up because kids are going to say, hey, I could care less about the environment. Let's skip school. Let's get out of school for a little bit. I guarantee you, if you had that climate strike around the world on a Saturday when these kids weren't in school, you'd have 10-15% of people showing up instead of what the numbers were.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
Well, to me, it's very sad that we permit this to go on. Like, there needs to be a process that takes people out of office, like Nadler and Schiff and Pelosi and the squad, these anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, anti-American monsters. They, what are they elected to do? Wreck our country?
Yeah.
It's like hiring
What we need to do is we need to have a constitutional amendment that allows we the people, the American people, to vote on whether or not a politician can remain in office. So in other words, I don't mean like an impeachment proceeding or a recall. I'm not referring to that. I'm talking about the ability to vote. And if 70% or more of the entire United States votes, let's say, to remove Ilhan Omar from office, then she's gone. There's no appeal to that, nothing. You're gone. That's it. If they do it to Trump, then whatever. I mean, we ought to be able to do that. We ought to be able to have the ability to have a certain percentage that is a threshold.
I think we may have just gone to break. I didn't hear the bumper. I think we went to break, Josh. So we're going to have to continue. I think we went to break. I see my little clock here. Says, So I want you to rewind and do that again, because I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I will.
This is really hot stuff.
We need to it's called the two-thirds majority. It's something Mark Levin came up with. It's not
a good idea.
Original.
We need to be able to de-office people. How that? De-office.
To be able to de-office people. I agree. 100%.
Yeah.
And if you can get 70%, or let's make the threshold 75% of America. So if there's what? How many registered voters are there?
65 million or something?
20 million probably or something, give or take.
Yeah. 120
million. Well, you figure 60 and 60, right?
Yeah.
60, okay, so 120, 125 million people. So what's 75% of, let's say, 125 million registered voters?
Ah, guess what?
We were
We were still talking. My clock must have been wrong. We just hit the bumper now, so that's good. That's good. I'm glad this information got out. We're going on break now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.
You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
And, Josh, I'm hoping with this screw-up. Apparently, there are a bunch of junk calls coming in at the same time, so we were late. I think we may have actually captured most of your dialogue there and even more.
Oh, good.
And the commercials and everything were pushed up a little later, so we're starting a little later than usual. Please continue.
Well, there was 138 million people that voted in the 2016 election. So almost 140 million people. So if you were to take that and do 75%, shall we say, there ought to be a constitutional amendment that allows the American people that if they're not happy with elected leadership in any party, doesn't matter, let's make this fair, and you can get a national, you know, a referendum, if you will, and vote on that, and you can get and clear the threshold of 75%, then that person's removed from office. As simple as that. And I think that would be a great thing, because what would happen is you would be able to vote on people like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and, you know, look, unfortunately, President Trump and Mitt Romney. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's not unfortunate, of course, but you know what I mean? You'd be able to vote on politicians. And I think that, you know, there has to be some type of threshold as to what would constitute that, you know. I don't think you just want to willy-nilly
I think the threshold will be 75% if there's no other issues. But if you have certain levels of issues, the percentage should drop. So in other words, if there's criminality, treason, other factors, it can drop from 65 to 55.
No, I disagree with that, because, again, what I'm trying to say is we don't want it to be used and abused to where anybody can – I don't like the way this guy's – pie is looking today, let's vote to remove him. We don't want that. We don't want that type of chaos. But we do want it for certain circumstances. For instance, we know that Joe Biden committed a crime on camera.
Or we here's where I have a concern. I don't think 75% of my fellow Americans have got enough clues to do the right thing. When I know the number of say, Democrats that are my fellow Americans believe Trump still is a criminal and literally being on the take of Russia, I don't know that this system could work. I think that the problem is we put trust in our fellow Americans when they don't deserve it, to be honest with you.
Well, look, you and I have enough sense,
and we're real patriots, but we're an exception. We're not the actual average. The average doesn't even pay attention to worry about considering the news or analyzing it. They just accepted, like, hey, this is what CNN and MSLSD, like you said, tells them, and they believe it like some kind of a dog that's been just trained. It's terrible, but that's unfortunately.
But here's the thing, Dr. Bill. The reason you want a 75% threshold is because it's a very high bar to hit. Let's be honest. You know, we're always going to have Republicans versus Democrats and independents and what have you. And if 60 million plus are Republicans and 60 million plus are Democrats and the rest of that 20%, which is what truly makes up the difference in elections, the bottom line is that 75% threshold is an extremely high number in order for this to not be abused. Now, listen.
How about 66%, a little lower?
Not going to be abused.
Right. Well, it won't be abused at 75, but I think 66%, which is
two-thirds. No, because you can get 66%. You want it to be a very high threshold.
I'll agree with you. I would like to see it in operation to see.
And it's not used to take anybody out of that.
How would you get this law put in place now? First, have to do a constitutional amendment, or you have to pass a new law in Congress, right?
Yeah. It wouldn't be, you can't just, write it.
So, in other words, it's an idea that if you were talking to Trump, you'd say, try to get if we take the House back and the Senate, try to get this law pushed through. So if we have any bad politician in any party in the future, the other thing we need to do is we need to have a law to say
term limit.
That we have leakers inside the White House and secondary so-called whistleblowers is using the whistleblower law, and the whistleblower law should not protect this person that's creating this scam. This is a scamtastic political action. This is not whistleblowing. Let's not call it that. It's not whistleblowing. Right?
Right. Hey, look, bottom line is, if I knew who the whistleblower was, I'd release it. I don't care. So if anybody knows and they're listening, send me an email, thejoshbernsteinshow@gmail.com. I'll be the first person to release their name.
You're a funny guy.
And whereabouts.
That's true, isn't it?
But again, as I was saying, you can't – obviously the first and foremost thing is we need term limits, okay?
Right.
We need to have term limits on everything. We need to have, I would say, two-year terms four times for the House. So in other words, you can only be a member of Congress for 8 years total. And you can only have 2 6-year terms for the Senate. That's it. No more. And I think the Supreme Court should be a 10-year term, and then you have to be reconfirmed for another 10 years. I don't believe in these long time 10 years on the court. I don't believe in these lifetime appointments.
I think you're right in all these points.
For that matter,
you're right in all these points. I mean, one of the things about the initial founders of America, they didn't even really support the idea of parties, did they?
Well, right? But they were not perfect. I mean, they were visionaries, and they got a lot of it right, but they didn't get it all right. They didn't realize that it was going to be a full time position. And they were going to have lobbyists, and they were going to have influence and power, and they were going to abuse that power. It was supposed to be a limited situation in which it was a part-time gig. You weren't going to get paid very much money at all, and you weren't supposed to have permanent residence within Washington, D.C.
Yeah, or rotate between industry and government, like a musical chairs, getting lots of money. Right.
Yeah, well, obviously, that's the problem, and that's why term limits would really help. The other thing is I would pass a constitutional amendment that you're not allowed to live and have a permanent residence within 100 miles of Washington, D.C.
In other words, force
these members of the House of Representatives and the Senate to go back to their respective states and come once or twice a month just to pass votes. Then they have to go right back again. How you take and disperse power structure in Washington, and you remove it, and you bring it back and disperse it to the people in the states.
Yeah, we also need a lobby law so that people don't leave politics and go directly into lobbying or position in, say, in media or lobbying.
Well, that's
big
the thing.
Industry.
It's a revolving door, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of really good ideas that I certainly have and many others have had. The problem is that Washington is paralyzed. It is fixated on power. It is drawn on power and control, and it's too big. It needs to be.
Well, that's one of the things that Trump's doing. He's disrupting the swamp. And there's both Republican and Democrats in the swamp. It's not just Democrats.
Oh, right? No, you're right. Both parties.
They're both swamp monsters. How's that?
Someone like Mitt Romney is a perfect example of the swamp.
Yeah.
High-level
corrupt Mormon.
Well, I don't really have anything against the fact that he's Mormon. I have a thing against the fact that he's an anti-Trumper. He cannot be trusted. And more than anything else, he's tied to Burisma through his, you know, assistant and advisor. So he obviously knows what's going on with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden because his advisor was on the board of Burisma. But yet that information's not coming out. And it's interesting how all of a sudden Mutt Romney, as I like to call him, is now out front and center as someone that is against the president. So, again, nothing is coincidental.
He's trying to cover himself up, too. Obviously, this Burisma thing is going to go a lot bigger. I don't think that the media are going to be able to stop it.
Well, it really just depends on Barr. It depends on whether or not they're going to do any investigations. They're you know, look, Lindsey Graham is the biggest wimp I've ever seen. And when he became judiciary chairman, I was very skeptical because I knew that he was going to talk tough. And when it came down to it, not do anything. Has he done any investigations at all on anything? He hasn't done a damn thing. I don't know what Lindsey Graham is doing, but he's certainly not doing his job. And clearly, you can see that because we have not seen one investigation into Hillary, into Comey, into Mueller, nothing.
Look at his old alliances, John McInsane. I mean, used to be his old alliance was McInsane, right?
Everything he does, he probably thinks, what would John do? Yep, sad.
Well, I call it the liocracy, this conspiracy, the demonocracy. But otherwise, it's all bad for the average poor American, the average reasonable, decent person that goes to their synagogue or church every week that wants just a decent America where people can grow up and have savings and not be worried about, you know, having a foreigner rape or shoot them in the parking lot or rape their daughter. I think they want to see a system where it's nobody takes your insurance and force vaccinates you, where you don't, where you can actually go to school and get trained and actually get a job, and don't have to worry about your politicians giving your jobs away to foreign governments because they're on the take. A lot of these politicians over the last 30 years have actually collaborated with China. Just look at Feinstein. Her spy was a Chinese spy.
I would like
spy.
To see at least 50 to 60% of all colleges and universities shut down and closed, especially the Ivy League schools. And I would like to see more trade schools, more technical schools open up. I think that college at this point is such an indoctrination center. They learn to hate America from their Marxist leftist professors. I think they'd be better served not having politicians and lawyers, but rather have roofers, heating and air conditioning guys, plumbers, business owners, architects, people that can make and build things. This country would be
you and Mike Rowe, right? You and Mike Rowe.
Send their kids to trade schools rather than universities.
Mike Rowe, you are speaking the same alphabet. Thank you, amazing show as always. It may make you nauseated, but it's the truth, unfortunately. And we got to take action on it. We can't just sit by and expect.
Sometimes.
It hurts. It also makes you sick to your stomach. Like that Revelation 10. You taste it sweet in your mouth because it's the truth. But when it gets to your stomach, it makes you want to get... Ugh. Praise the Lord. We got the truth now.
Which was most important because...